This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
Right now, to run us through all the latest AFL news, Jay-Z is in the house.
If it's happening in footy,
one of the biggest stories of the season has just dropped.
This man will be all over it.
Have a go at Jay-Z. He's everywhere.
I know. He knows everything.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
How are you, mate? You big bowling ball? You good?
It's Jay-Z Clark.
Jay-Z.
Poor boy. Bit harsh, wasn't I? Sorry, Bill. I love you, mate. How
You've
are you?
You said sorry and I've accepted it.
Fresh, Jay-Z.
You look good. You haven't been to Adelaide.
I didn't go. And I don't want to poo-poo the event because it's amazing. And everyone's had a great time. But a lot of the media figures have come back just a bit weary, hungover. Haven't they?
Look at the room.
They've had a massive go at it. But it did look spectacular. The footy was great after a sluggish start. You called the socks off at gym.
I'll give you one word.
Go on.
Logistics.
What about it?
So easy to get around. Adelaide.
Yeah.
That's why they keep it.
Did you get out to Mount Barker?
Ooh. No, too far.
Yeah. Went to Elizabeth and the Barossa.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Jeremy Finlayson. Matches.
Tell you what, this story has really flared up in the last couple of hours because he's copped a 3-match suspension from the AFL for the homophobic slur in the game against Essendon, as we know. But the AFLPA have gone whack since. So this is from AFL CEO Paul Marsh. He says, look, Jeremy, what he said was unacceptable and hurtful. We know that. But what they point out is the blatant hypocrisy and double standards between North Melbourne coach Alistair Clarkson getting a suspended 2-game suspension and a $20,000 fine for the comment about St Kilda's Jimmy Webster, versus the 3-game ban for Jeremy Finlayson, who is a Port Adelaide player. So Marsh says here, we have fundamental concerns about this and historical AFL outcomes that result in discrepancies when sanctioning players in comparison to officials. He goes on, we believe the AFL is consistently inconsistent. He's not mucking around here, Marshy. And there are double standards in its approach to dealing with players compared to others on behavioural matters. Lastly, the issue highlights a lack of clarity on how the AFL handles these situations. He has put it back over the fence for six here, Paul Marsh. And do you know what, Jim and Bill? I reckon he's got a very good point because it's easy to go soft on Clarko. We know he's one of the biggest figures in the game. You know, was sitting in the heat of the moment, blah, blah, blah. But then when Finlayson says it on the field, it did stick his hand up straight away to his credit. We know it was a terrible thing to say, but he did stick his hand up and still gets a 3-game ban. So on one hand, the AFL says, right, this is the watershed moment.
Yep.
This is the line in the sand.
The bar has been set.
Yeah, we've got to treat this almost like racism, the Nicky Winmar moment. Yep. You know, the game has improved considerably on that front. So in terms of homophobic language or those which denigrate gay players and gay people, you know, is completely unacceptable. So this is the line in the sand. However, Jim, I think Paul has got a very good point. How do you give the coach, like, if you took on Clarko, that would have been a big statement, wouldn't it? That would have carried more weight.
Probably.
For mine.
Probably. Yes, it would have. I just ask, how long's a bit of string with this? Because you only need to step, and I've got no issue with this sanction, by the way, and how strong the AFL have been, so I've got no problem with any of that.
Mm.
But you only need to stand, like I did on the weekend in the race, waiting to do the second game at the Adelaide Oval. Mm. So I heard the back end of, you know, the 25 minutes of to hear what players say to other players on the ground. Mm. And it's been going on since Bill was a player and prior to that.
Worse in
our day. What are we saying? Are we saying you're not allowed to actually say anything?
No, we're saying that you can't say things involving people's sexuality, you know, denigrates their sexuality or their religious beliefs. You know, or their gender, their person. So, I think say, Jim, that's a crappy kick. You can't kick, mate. You're a shocking kick. You should handball every time. That's okay. But I don't think we should be talking about you were a suspect outside.
Yeah, okay. So I'm hearing you, and I'm not arguing with any of this, by the way. But where it's going to get very murky is offence.
Yep.
So if a player turns around and says, well, I take offence to that.
Mm-hmm.
Where does it go? Where does it stop and where does it start?
It's a grey area.
So it is. It's very grey. So this is completely unacceptable.
Yep.
And Jeremy put his hand straight up and said it is, and I apologise. And so I've got no issue with that. All I'm saying is, where does this bit of string stop?
Yeah.
Because players have been abusing players on sporting fields for 100 years.
Yes, it can get fruity.
It can get very, very fruity, especially when it gets to the top level.
That is where the education of players has got to really continue, and it will ramp up. So as part of all this, Jeremy Finlayson will pay for his own counselling course. And let's be honest, I think for the large percentage of the AFL community, it's very good. It has improved. This doesn't come up very often. And the Essendon player has been adamant his name does not want to be – he does not want his name mentioned in any of this. So we absolutely respect that, even the word that was used. I don't think anyone's gone with that yet. I think that's a good thing.
Yep.
But I think broadly, you know, it's been very good in terms of the respect and equal rights. However, this shows that clearly some things will still bob up. Hopefully it is the end of it for some time. But you're right, I mean, even in the community sometimes it can get a bit unsure.
Oh, no,
Bill
absolutely.
Comes in, calls me fat, I get offended sometimes. So
bowling ball.
Bowling ball settled. Maybe we need an armistice.
For me, that's one of the – I mean, Paul's making a very pointed statement there about players as against officials, and yeah. I've got no problem with that. But that's the other thing I'd be doing if I'm him, is I'd be going in and saying, okay, there are 900 of our blokes – What are you allowed to say and what aren't?
Yeah.
You know, what is going to be sanctioned and what isn't? Because in the heat of battle over 2 hours, you know, I think he needs to go back to his constituents and say, boys, here's the framework. And because
I would suggest you and they do know,
Bill
though,
and
Jim.
Rabs,
don't they know though?
Well, I think we do sitting comfortably in a radio studio.
Yeah.
But out, you know, 900 of them out in the middle of a game.
Yep.
I think that if I'm Paul, I'm going, okay, this is great and we all need to advance and get better.
Yep.
What's the framework?
I would be surprised if the word that was used bobs up on an AFL field.
You're missing my point here. That is totally unacceptable and I agree with that.
Yep.
But
variation, lesser variations.
What are we working with going forward?
Maybe there needs to be some more specifics in regards to that, if that's the sort of information.
Like Emily you're talking about.
Well, yeah, maybe even.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Are you allowed to use that word?
The C-bomb.
Yeah,
the Emily C-bomb.
Swear word.
Yeah. Out in the ground.
Try and refrain from the, I think, I'm not, yeah.
Surely if I'm chasing someone or he runs away me.
Give it some thought and come back to me on that one, Bill.
Well, that's where we're going to, where are we at?
Yes.
But in fact, you and I, we've been discussing this. You and I are dinosaurs.
Yeah, we are.
In our era, which was the 90s.
Yes, yes.
Frightening
language.
I shudder to think what would happen.
What?
Back in the day.
Some fast bowler said to you.
And that was par for the course. Yeah. Don't start smiling, Jay-Z.
We have come a long way. You did stand up to the intimidatory tactics of the opposition fast bowler. Let's have a listen to Port Adelaide football manager Chris Davies when asked about the 3-game suspension for Finlayson.
Fair to say we think that both players and officials should be treated the same in this regard. As I say, I don't think it serves Port Adelaide any purpose right now to compare, but we do think and we hope that there is consistency into the future.
He says we won't compare, but that's exactly what he did.
What's compared?
For the record, they're not appealing, right? They just said, accepted it, bang,
yes,
away.
And I think that's why there has been this delay. It's taken so long because there has been some terse exchanges behind the scenes. It is fair to say he'll miss games against Fremantle, Collingwood and St Kilda.
More coming up with you, Jay-Z.
Tease? Tease, Jay-Z.
Well, injuries at Essendon?
Yes, problems at Essendon. And? We want to speak about Collingwood's cap space. Ooh. What does Kasai Pickett do? Sam Taylor, the most in-demand player in the game.
And Colton?
Coming up, all that and more.
Ahlstrom.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I said, what happened to the Cranberries? And Bill went, did they go travelling? Pause. Oh, no, that was the Wilburys.
Jay-Z has stuck around. Plenty more footy news kicking around.
All right, so Jack McRae, let's whip through a few.
If there was a mid-season trade period this year, I reckon he'd be 1A on just about every club's list. It's extraordinary what's happened to a three-time All-Australian who's been one of the most prolific ball winners in the competition. I mean, it was only 2 years ago that he signed a 5-year deal to keep him at the kennel. Now he starts the season in the VFL and is now the sub coming on a bit part player, earning, I don't know, just about $700,000. Now, it is an extraordinary situation. We know Luke Beveridge says, well, in the past couple of years, we haven't cut the mustard. We haven't won a final. So we've had to change. We've had to evolve. And I think Western Bulldogs fans, by and large, sort of accept that. But, I mean, the way things are shaping up, as comfortable and as happy as he is in the red, white and blue, I'll be very surprised if he's remaining at the Western Bulldogs
with
beyond
3 years
season.
To go.
Well, he's just on. He's when you're one of the club's highest paid players, they can't afford to have that much percentage of the salary cap playing in the VFL every week. So then, I mean, you got Bailey Smith as well. So maybe he could be out the door to Geelong. They're trying to sign Tim English, and clearly Jamari Ugal-Hagen will take up the best part of $1 million. In fact, probably more. So Jack McRae, clubs are circling at the moment. Okay. I think the phone calls are already coming in hot, and whether he's picked to play against Essendon on Friday night will be very, very
Speaking
interesting.
Speaking of the Bombers,
soft tissue. Under the pump in the fitness department, it's fair to say, because the news wasn't good for Jordan Ridley, who's out for another 4 to 6 weeks. He won't be back until about the midpoint of the season. Also, Archie Perkins, who was probably there shining light sort of in the opening rounds, is out for a month as well. Matt Guelfi's had a reoccurrence. So they're under the pump in the fitness department, it's fair to say, at the Bombers. But it's interesting when you go back and have a look 2 years ago when Dave Barham did the review and Brendan McCartney was involved in that. They said we needed to be fitter. Our standards needed to go up. We needed to do more work on the park. And Brad Scott's been unapologetic. We need to do more walk on the training track. We need to be more consistent. So there's been a few bodies fall by the wayside. They've backed in their people. Sean Murphy comes from Hawthorn. David Rath is highly respected. Former biomechanist, was in Hawthorn's premiership reign as well. So they're backing in their staff. There's no heads rolling at this point. They're just saying we needed to work harder. Loads have gone up and we've lost a couple. They think it's more bad luck more so than bad management at this stage. But Sammy Durham coming back in, you think from concussion will replace Perkins. They were walloped in the centre square by Port Adelaide.
Belted, smashed.
Against very good oppositions.
Six goals.
Not getting a lot easier against Bont and Pally. So they need to respond. Darcy Parrish had 20 possessions and only 54 metres gained. So he's one who will be in focus, clearly.
Collingwood are going shopping, and they've got a big trolley.
Yes, they do, Bill.
They have.
Their hands have been tied since 2020. When you think back to Adam Treloar, they're $1.5 million over the salary cap. Jaden Stevenson left. Tommy Phillips left. Then Brody Grundy had to go. So it's the first time in 4 years that they've had some space and some ability to bring in the free agency market. And you would think, Jim, that with Craig McRae as the coach and all the positivity and happiness and loveliness and the facilities they've got at Collingwood, it would be an appealing destination, not only for the money that they've got, but clearly for the culture
and
vibe of the joint. That would really appeal to clearly prospective free agents. Yep. They are well placed.
Just on Collingwood, Nathan Murphy.
Yes, so we've spoken to him for an interview coming out tonight. Ooh. He has not set a time frame for his return yet. So he is still working away, developing his confidence. It's a pretty mature but slow approach to his comeback at this stage.
All right, Cozzy Pickett.
Yes, so he's going to have to get rid of the bump entirely out of his game. When Melbourne drafted him, they love him for his tackle pressure and hunt and chase, but the bump has cost him 3 suspensions, hasn't it, over the past year. So Melbourne are talking to him about changing his approach, just getting rid of the bump entirely at this stage. Stick back to the tackling, and that will keep him out of the park, out on the park for longer. His debutant, as you mentioned, or his replacement, Bill, as you mentioned, Colton Tholstra.
Tell us about him. He's got a big mop of hair.
Pick 13, very exciting, powerful player. And Melbourne, who has probably the best recruiting record in the game over the past 5 years, Judd McVie, another rookie who has been unbelievable. It's Jason Taylor. He's the best in the business. They flew, I think they were one of the few Melbourne clubs to fly across to Perth in a day, drive down to Esperance, which I think is another 7 hours.
Oh, my God, that's a long way.
7 hours, what, roughly.
To have a look at him?
To go speak to him. They wanted to speak to him, not in Perth or in Melbourne, but at home, on the farm, meet his parents, meet his whole crew. So that's where they made the commitment to him then, and they flew back. So it was a massive trip, obviously.
Right. Caleb Windsor, of course, has been superb since coming in. So done well in recent times. They had a long time of stinking it up.
They did.
But in the last 6 or 7 years, they've been extraordinary.
What about Sam Taylor? Right. Very good player. I don't know if you've noticed him.
Just about. Wouldn't North Melbourne and Hawthorn love Sam Taylor? Melbourne.
Every club.
West Coast as well. He's just about the most in-demand player in the game at the moment. So he's not a free agent until next year. So he's a pre-agent. Now, Jason McCartney at GWS is doing his absolute utmost to sign him up. Oh. But it could take the best part of $1.5 million a year. So with the salary cap rising, A bloke who doesn't get a lot of acclaim or attention, Sam Taylor. We don't talk about him as much as we should.
At least two All Australians, I reckon. Well,
yeah, but if he was at Collingwood,
yeah,
can you imagine the
same with Toby Green,
the hype,
all of them. So he's a man.
Josh Kelly.
He still flies under the radar, I think, in some degree in Melbourne. His form is extraordinary, and at the moment, every club is into him with big seven-figure offers. North Melbourne, Hawthorn, West Coast, clearly he's a WA boy. GWS very confident of keeping him, but it's going to take one of the biggest...
One All-Australian en route to his second.
Yes.
Well one said. Of the biggest contracts the game has ever seen.
Guildford Grammar, which is for Alex keeping. Rance. Is that right? Swan District's way.
Is that's not your neck of the woods?
No, that was Tom Moody and Brendan Julian, but Alex Rance, of course, from that exact same school, right.
Nick
playing Nat-Nui? The same position.
Nick Natnui?
I don't know where he is.
Midfield? Midfield?
Walsh? Yeah, Billy, I think he'll play. He'll get through training. And I think he plays this week for Carlton.
We were talking about West Australian schools. Yes, Sammy Walsh should be back. He's been buzzing around at training, and he will be a real shot in the arm for that Carlton midfield. They're undefeated, the Blues, going absolutely beautifully. We'd love to see Patrick Cripps perform on the last day in September. His nostrils would flare, Bill. He'd have the chest right out. He'd be into the contested possession. He deserves that crack.
He's he does.
Been manful for that footy club. Can't wait to see it. Hopefully they get that opportunity.
Is that what you're
imagine.
Saying?
Can you imagine? Like on stage.
I love when they're up and about. What it does to the comp is extraordinary.
Yep.
So I'm with you, Jay-Z. I would like to see that. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
You can hear Jay-Z tomorrow night as part of the Thursday rub from 6 p.m. and the Sunday rub from midday as well. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.